So we're now joined by guest Rick Betancourt. Rick is somewhat of a subject matter expert when it comes to VA home loans. And I know we have an awful lot of veterans that listen to the show, or someone in your family might be a veteran. And so we thought it would just be fantastic to have Rick on to talk a little bit about how veterans can use the VA system to apply for a home loan.
Well, I got to tell you, thank you so much, guys, for having me on. And, you know, when I was asked by the Department of VA to be a part of their operation, their SITREP podcast,
yep,
which actually there's a link on the website for your show to get there. Paul Corbett asked me to come in and said, let's talk about VA home loans. And it turned out to be like almost an hour and almost 25 minutes.
You can talk for a little while this stuff, huh?
And we didn't even get a chance. As a matter of fact, there was so much content that we were talking about. We realized that there was four other aspects of the VA loan that we didn't even get a chance to cover.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing four new podcasts. We're going to be shooting those hopefully in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And those will be pushed out as well through the SITREP page as well.
And so those are all available on YouTube through that SITREP podcast. So you can go and watch them there, listen to them there. It's all just head to YouTube.
Yeah,
and it's just the SITREP podcast, and you'll be able to find it.
If you actually go to Google and you go hashtag the SITREP, it shows up. And then what's nice, what Paul, super smart dude, Marine veteran, awesome guy, he actually trimmed out the entire podcast that we did into particular sections. So if you had a question about credit score or residual income or VA appraisal or the process, you can just click on the link, get to that section of the podcast, and then just watch it from there.
And for anyone who's listening right now, we also do have a link to that YouTube page on the Financial Exchange website. So you can also find it right through there if you're just more comfortable going through the Financial Exchange Show website. So either one of those will work for you, but again, it's called the SITREP podcast. Let's get down to some questions then,
Man, let's do them.
Let's talk first, just in terms of how many veterans actually use the VA home loan benefit. What do we have in terms of numbers?
It's absolutely sad that I'm going to share these numbers with you. In Massachusetts, we have any given time plus or minus about 380,000 veterans in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And we're only at about 7.5 to 8% utilization ratio for veterans that are actually using their VA benefit in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts at this point in time. Nationally, it's about 13.5 to 14%. 33+ million veterans in the U.S. service members, only 13 to 14% use the VA loan. So it's insanely underutilized. And 2007, there were only 250,000 VA originations across the U.S.
In the whole country?
In the whole country in 2007. This year, I just spoke to my good buddies down at the VA. They will have 1.7 million originations. So what's that, 400% increase?
Moving in the right direction.
Right direction.
Why is the utilization still so low, though?
It's a combination of stigmas, myths, rumors, and to be, with all due respect, ignorance in the real estate community, mortgage and real estate community, where there's a perception that the VA loan is a less desirable selection for a purchase transaction. And it's really it's too bad, because recent data is just showing the complete opposite of that. In fact, in 2020, I believe it was CoreLogic came out, VA loans in 2020 closed 7% of the time more frequently than conventional loans.
So rather than being something that should dissuade a seller from choosing a VA loan buyer as their buyer,
correct,
it's actually something where, no, this has proven to be more reliable in recent years, actually.
100%. And a lot of that has to do with, we're beginning to see, I mean, I've been doing this 19 years. I've been working with service members for a long time.
How many of these have you done at this point?
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands. I mean, and the thing about VA is I tell, you know, some of the questions from the podcast were, you know, I mentioned in the podcast that the VA is a story loan. And a lot of times it's the reason why it's a story loan is because the regulation, which is what's called 26-7, that was written in such a way to provide ambiguity in the regulation. So that way lenders would be giving greater leniency to say yes to more loans, right?
Okay.
Unfortunately, because of the way the lending industry was, a lot of lenders started using that as a reason to say no. So sometimes we can have a veteran come in and give us a situation that, if you're not a practitioner or if you're not experienced in that space, you'll say no.
Yep.
But if you've been doing this enough, you've seen enough of the examples, you can say, well, wait a minute, we can make this work. And a perfect example, service member discharges from the military. That individual might have been an infantry, but and they're going for a sales job. Now, the regulation says if you don't have continuity of employment between what your MOS or what your specialization was in the military to civilian life, you got to have 1 year on the job.
Okay.
But if you're experienced enough and you can look at that DD-214, their discharge papers, and say, well, look at all the training you have. Look at all the certifications you did. What did you do inside the military? Well, I was in charge of a company of machine gunners or whatever it was.
Yeah.
We can sometimes make a correlation and say, this will work.
Okay. How does a service member then get to, how do they prepare for potentially using that VA loan benefit? What do they have to do?
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's not a lot of education in the military when they're getting ready to discharge out. So oftentimes they're sort of left to fend for themselves on how to prepare. And really, when there's two different ways, you have active duty service members and you have our service members that have, you know, discharged out. What they've got to do is they've got to do their research and look for a mortgage professional first, not a real estate agent first. You want to, if you're going to use your VA loan first, and if one of your listeners are listening, you need to find a mortgage professional that understands the VA, that does a lot of VA, that works for a lender that embraces VA culture, and start there. Because that is where you then determine whether you will or you won't be able to do or apply for a VA home loan.
So who's actually lending the money in this case? When someone goes and applies for a VA loan, where's the money actually coming from?
It's a great question. Big misconception is that the VA actually lends the money. The VA doesn't lend the money. VA guarantees 25% of whatever lender that might be, lends the money. So the lender lends the money,
okay,
right? And when we determine that the individual is credit worthy, income worthy, employment worthy, all that stuff works, and that lender lends the money, we then get a guarantee certificate from VA guaranteeing 25% of that loan. So simple, $400,000 loan, 25% or $100,000 is guaranteed by the VA.
Okay.
If that individual God forbid, has a foreclosure or a short sale or something, the Veterans Administration will actually send the lender a check for 25% of whatever was lent.
Yep.
So in actuality, the lender is only accepting 75% of the risk.
The risk is reduced significantly.
So non-veterans, we always talk about a down payment, right? That guarantee from the VA on 100% financing, that 25% guarantee.
Yeah.
That's essentially the fictitious down payment.
It's a bigger down payment for that lender.
It's not really there because it's behind the scenes and guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
But that's the reason why lenders are able to offer 100% financing. There's no down payment, lower interest rates, no private mortgage insurance, more forgiving credit guidelines. So that's the guarantee that VA provides, which incentivizes our service members and our lenders, by the way, to offer more loans to more veterans to put more heroes in more homes.
Now, in the last year, it's gotten to be a pretty expensive market out there.
Sure,
it's not cheap to buy a house anymore.
Yeah, I know.
What kind of limits are there in terms of what a veteran can borrow using a VA loan?
There are no more limits.
None.
No more limits.
So veteran comes to you and says, hey, look, I'm trying to buy a home for $650,000. I want to put 20% down. No limit on that.
Veteran can actually
As long as they can make the payments and as long as they clear the underwriting, there's no limit.
January 1st, 2020, H.R. 299, which is the Blue Water Navy Act, went into effect.
Okay.
And I was on a team that actually worked on the verbiage on that particular bill, which corrected on how the VA loan limits were categorized or were quantified, so to speak. If a veteran has the income, credit, employment, and assets to qualify, they could go buy a $2.5 million home with no down payment. Zero down payment.
Really?
If they're first time use, no outstanding entitlement, or they've sold a VA loan and had their entitlement fully restored.
Yep.
And I don't want to go in the weeds on entitlement.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother show. But let me tell you, they could literally go ahead and purchase a $2.5 million property with no down payment. Lenders will do, there is no VA loan limit, but lenders will set restrictions. And I think I know of one, maybe two lenders that will go to 3.5 million, but most stop around 2.5. And to be quite honest with you, you don't see a lot of those, but certainly in the Boston market, I know of a lot of lenders that have had great success.
Let me ask you this, because in the last year, we've also seen, as a result of the pandemic, a lot of changes in employment. A lot of people might be working for themselves now. A lot of people might be, you know, getting into the gig economy to make a few extra bucks and things like that. Are VA loans possible with either self-employment income or contractor income, depending on how things set up for a person?
Certainly. You know, that's someplace we want to try to get ahead of the curve and educate our service members, because there is a huge entrepreneurial sort of spirit within the military community. They're very smart, you know, heroes. I mean, these men and women have learned skill sets that most civilians oftentimes won't get
right
in their regular sort of work environment. So the entrepreneurial spirit is huge amongst them. We're trying to get ahead of the curve and educate them on how a self-employed borrower qualifies for a VA loan. And it's the same for non-VA loans, but, you know, 2-year tax return history. What kind of self-employed business? Is it 1099? Are you a Schedule C, 1065, 1120, 1120S? Those different forms of how you set up your business.
Yeah.
As you guys know, I'm preaching to the choir on that one. But I mean, so it's just quantifying their income over a 2-year average. But it's, we do have a lot of veterans that come out, I want to start a business.
Yep.
And they got to wait for 2 or 3 years because we need those income returns.
If anyone, again, if you're interested in learning more about these VA home loans, I really recommend that you check out Rick's interview on the SITREP podcast. As I mentioned earlier, you can grab that link to that interview on the financialexchangeshow.com website, as well as you can go to YouTube, plug it in there, and you'll be able to find it. Rick, if anyone wants to get more information specifically from you,
sure.
How do they get in touch with you?
Best way to do that is my website. So easy website, www.rickmortgage.com. All my contact information there, my cell phone, email address, you carry a pigeon, smoke signal, however you guys want to get a hold of me, you can send it from that point. It's pretty
all easy. All in on the carrier pigeons these days.
Send the carrier pigeon. They, you know, it's a great World War I tool that they used back then, but, you know, text is great too. So, but whatever I can do, and for any of our service members that are listening to this show, I just want to say we sincerely appreciate everything that you've done for all of us.
Rick, appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, my man. I appreciate it, Chuck.
That is Rick Betancourt again, talking about VA home loans.